I used a quotation a little earlier with Paul Hutsey. And I was telling you about these pins, about the torchbearer. John and I are preparing a magnificent idea. This is a leather-bound book with gold edges. And it's got the torchbearer logo on it. And on the side here, it's got the torchbearer symbol, As Man Thinketh, by James Allen. Now, that's a bonus book with our series. I know that some of you are going to want these, but you can't have them yet. They're not ready. But when they are, you'll hear about them. And we want to get everybody locked into this idea about being a torchbearer. Let me repeat that quotation again. Roosevelt said, "Only those are fit to live who do not fear to die. And none are fit to die who have shrunk from the joy of life. Both life and death are parts of the same great adventure. All of us who provide service and stand ready for sacrifice are the torchbearers. We run with the torches until we fall, content if we can pass them to the hands of the other runners. If you want to experience real joy in your life, you follow the advice in that quote. Be a torchbearer. Pass on something good. Give up something so you can. And you'll always get more back so you can pass on more of something good." Now, what we've done is create a set of books. And I'm going to get John just to take a second. They're a beautiful set of books. And they're a complete set. They're going to be classics. They're ideas that have been passed down through the ages. We're putting them together. And like I said earlier, we've got license to brag about all this because none of it's ours. It's just something we've collected from some of the greatest authors and the greatest thinkers in the world. There are 12 different subjects. I'm going to get John just to run over each one of them.
This is not necessarily in the order of importance, but one of them is called confidence. The entire book is written on one subject, and it's called confidence. You just read them this way. Then there's a book on courage, perhaps one of the most important things. The next book is on decision. In other words, making a decision and how to make or to improve your decision-making ability. This one I particularly like. It's called responsibility. The next one is entitled receiving. And then the rest, number one, is giving. And I believe Robert just covered that very, very well. Of course, one that I'm sure you'll all identify with is attraction, the law of attraction. Robert? This one is on satisfaction. Very important idea as far as understanding what it really means. And of course, a big one, and perhaps the biggest, is called faith. To tie in with faith is one called, entitled, belief. And I believe what makes everybody a torchbearer, and is the reason that I'm here today, is this one called persistence. Persistence. I'm kind of proud of these books. I know Robert is, as a lot of other people are. But that's the torch that he just spoke about. And we'd like to see everybody become a torchbearer. Now, I'm going to ask, where is Debbie, Randy, Gina, Shirley, Donna? Do you want to come down here, please? Now, these are the people that work directly in the office and make this company really work. What see Bob and I doing is a very small part of what these people do. But there's one person that heads this company up. And believe me, I have a respect for a lot of people, but in a business sense and management sense, you're not going to meet one like Linda Proctor, our president. Ryan? Leslie? Colleen. Now, we